Blog Talk Radio.
Well, happy Wedding Wednesday, everyone. You are listening to Tribal Wisdom by Bridal Tribe. I am your host, Cynthia Williamston. And wow, a week went by pretty quickly because I'm excited to tell you about our guests that we have on tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking with Deirdre and Dwight Rousseau about their company, Together Marriages, spelled T-W-O, Gether Marriages. They are having a trip to Jamaica, a marriage retreat cruise to Jamaica that they're going to be telling us about, as well as telling us about their company. And it's some pretty exciting stuff that I'm happy to bring to you. If you would like to call in and speak with either one of them, the number to call in is 347-996-3160. If you want to make a comment or ask a question, just press the number 1 to let us know that you're on the air. Otherwise, just listen in, receive some great information, and we'll just take it from there. So I'm not going to hold it up any longer. I'm going to bring both of them in right now. Hello.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Deirdre?
That's good. I'm fine.
Good. Good. Is Dwight going to be joining us tonight?
He is. I thought he was already called in, but he's probably getting ready to call in.
Okay, great. I guess to get started, I've already kind of introduced that you have a company, as well as a Facebook page, which I will be posting up, called Together Marriages, as part of your Dynamic Marriage, is it called, movement?
Yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about where that is, and who you are.
Okay, my name is Deirdre. I'm Dwight's wife. We founded Together Marriages a few years ago. We launched it last year after doing some extensive research, and we teach the dynamic marriage class 2 times a year in the fall and the spring. It's an 8-week course. And it just teaches couples how to interact with one another. It's information and in application, and it's a really, really good tool for marriages. We teach it in the Philadelphia area at a church in Roxborough, and we're under the Family Dynamic Institute, which it's all about family, but the dynamic marriage. It's an 8-week program, and it's really, really effective for married couples.
Now, for our listeners, let's talk about the difference between the information side and the application side, and tell us a little bit about what that entails.
Okay, the information side is where, you go to marriage conferences and different things, and you get all this information, and you really, really don't know what to do with it once you get home. But what the dynamic marriage teaches you is how to interact with your spouse. It shows you how to commit to your spouse and the marriage. It shows you to go on a deeper level with your spouse. It shows you how to talk to your spouse and really listen and have your spouse hear what you're saying. And then it's a negotiate rather than an argument. And it teaches you how to manage anger through conflict. And it also shows you how to share and support each other's dreams.
Nice. Now, these 8 weeks that you work with marriages, are you working with individuals who are newly married or they've been married for a certain number of years? What are usually the amount of years that people come to see you?
Well, the criteria is engaged and married couples. We have couples that have been married 1 year or less. We have couples that could have been married more than 50 years. We haven't had a couple married more than 50 years, but our co-laborer had a couple that was married more than 50 years. But whoever feels as though they need to add an extra spice into their marriage or just add extra knowledge to their marriage, they come and take the course.
Nice.
So it's not really geared towards a couple that has been married any length of time. It's just geared towards marriages to help. It's different activities. With the activities, it's like resources the resources are like His Need, Her Need, Love Busters, and then they have workbooks and CDs. So every week is a different. We're facilitators. We're not teaching the class. We're facilitating the class. So each week is a schedule already written out for us to facilitate for the couples.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then what you have are the individuals that actually have materials, and you bring the couples to them in order to work on their marriage.
Right. Well, the materials are provided by Family Dynamic Institute. The mm-hmm. materials is $150 per couple, and it comes with the resources, the books, the CDs, the workbooks, all of that comes with it. So each week is a different. I can't go into specifics because, you know, it's their program,
mm-hmm.
it's their curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, the couple pay $150 for the materials, and we, Dwight and I, we volunteer our time and teach the class.
That's wonderful. Now, I'm going to want to know how you guys got started in this, but I think this is Dwight calling in. I have the last four digits are 9903. Is that Dwight?
Yes, that would be Dwight.
Okay. So hold on. Let me bring Dwight in.
Okay.
Hey, Dwight. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. How are you this evening?
I'm good, thank you. Just wonderful. So happy to have you on the show.
Well, thank you for having us.
Wonderful. Now, I was about to ask, how did you and Deirdre get started working with dynamic marriages, with this dynamic company?
Well, we felt as though we wanted to change our marriage because you can always grow. There's always room to grow in your marriage, though, but you have to be willing to make that sacrifice to have your marriage at the growth level you want it to be. So we decided, let's try something different. Instead of going to all the conferences and hearing all this word, let's try Family Dynamics. We heard about how good they were and how much of a life-changing event that they offer you as couples. We tried it, and I think we did it twice because we had to get recertified after a year. And we found some of the change in our lives, you know, to help us to be more open with one another. We knocked down walls. Transparency was taken into place. So it's a lot of things that took place during that 8-week course, though, that was very helpful and knowledgeable to us. And as far as us wanting to take this class and teach it and just facilitate it, though, it's like we had close friends married for 20 years, 30 years, divorced underneath our nose, and we felt as though, well, what can we do to change the lives of married folks divorcing? It wasn't in God's plan for us to be divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Because He ordained marriages, so what can we do to keep marriages at the level which God wanted to be?
Mm-hmm.
And that was our focus point right there.
I love it. I love it. So how long, I mean, it's a personal question, but how long had you two been married before you actually had gone to the Family Dynamic Institute?
Was it 12 years?
Yeah, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay, so you attended, you decided to get involved, you took the courses, and you became certified marriage counselors?
No, well, for Family Dynamics, we're facilitators.
Right, but you are certified marriage coaches.
Yes, we're certified, marriage coaches through World International Institute.
Wonderful. Okay, so how did you start putting together these other retreats? I love that you already do this in Philadelphia, but now you're taking this to Jamaica, and that's got to be exciting.
Actually, it is. We own the travel agency. We've been in the travel industry for 15 years,
mm-hmm.
and we've done, like, we just became, in July, Sandal Certified Wedding Specialist, and it was a group of, like, 60 in total. It was 30 in our group, and then they did another group of 30 who they invited to Jamaica. They paid for everything. We just had to pay our airfare, and we took the classes there on Sandal's property.
Mm-hmm.
So once we did that, it was just like, oh, we have to. And we've been trying to get a decent, good rate, and they finally gave it to us. So we've been traveling for some time, and, you know, when the Lord bless you to do things and see things, you want to bring other people in. So we have a good relationship with our pastors, and we just started a partnership.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, is this the first trip that you're organizing for marriage retreats?
No, actually, our first trip, we just came back on Saturday. We did a married couples cruise. That was our first married couples cruise that we did on our own. We worked, we've been in, working in marriage ministry since 2012. Our home church, which is Sharon Baptist, we were the assistant vice president of the marriage ministry for a few years, mm-hmm. working close with the couples. And then once we did that, we started doing different things. Like, we are marriage advisors for certain churches in the tri-state area. We are, we do marriage mentoring. We do marriage coaching, but we just came off the trip. We did a cruise to the Caribbean, and it was just awesome. So the married couples, it just did our heart some good just seeing how the married couples were affected as a result of the Lord using us.
Nice. Now that you've said that, I you know, I have questions on both sides. I definitely want you to talk about this trip, which is going to be from December 5th through December 8th, 2013.
Yeah.
And then I want to go back to talking about your marriage coaching. But right now, let's get the news and the information out there about this cruise. How can people become a part of this cruise? Are there still available slots? Talk to me about this.
Yes, ma'am. This is not a cruise, and everybody call it a cruise, but it's a trip to Jamaica. It's a marriage enrichment retreat to
uh-huh.
Sandals in Ocho Rios, Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hosted by Dwight and myself. It's December the 5th through the 8th, 2013.
So you guys hear that, you still have time to get involved, but go ahead.
Yes, you to book, well, actually, it's only $565 per person, and that $565, it doesn't include air, because a lot of people have been asking, it doesn't include air because the air rates doesn't even come out until next month,
mm-hmm.
but that $565 is very inexpensive for a Sandals property. The Sandals property, it's like 90 swimming pools. They have 15 restaurants, and it's really, really nice. And that's where Dwight and I became Sandals certified specialists. So we had to tour the property, and, you know, we just really, really enjoyed it. So we just decided, well, actually, we planned on doing it there before we became certified Sandals wedding moon specialists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have three sets of our pastors. The first is my pastor, Bishop S. Ty Townsend, and Pastor Cleo
mm-hmm.
Townsend. They both just graduated from Drexel last year with their PhD in family therapy.
Nice.
Then we have another couple who are in Jersey, Pastors Jay Gregory and Chevelta Smith. He is assistant. He's an attorney,
mm-hmm.
and she's a medical doctor. She's an OBGYN.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have another couple, our other pastors, Pastor Emmanuel Lambert and Sister Martina Lambert, and they're in Delaware at Alpha Worship Center. So that's Pastor and First Lady. So they'll be doing, not only will it be information, but again, application, because that's the important part, the application, because we want people to get the information, but we want them to know what to do with the application. Because if you get the information and don't know how to apply it, then
that's just trouble.
It's null and void. Exactly.
Right. It's not helpful to anybody at all. Now, with these three sets of couples, will they be teaching something different? What are some of the things? I know you just said what you teach or what you coach when you have couples come to you here in the States, but what's going to be happening during this retreat? What are each of those facilitators going to be teaching?
Well, we're still in a process of what they're going to be teaching. Like, with the cruise that we just came off of, this, it was a six-day cruise that we just came off of, the theme was rebranding your marriage. So mm-hmm. they taught on, you know, rebranding your marriage. Mm-hmm. So then I'm not sure what the theme is going to be because we're still, remember, we're still like almost a year out. So we're still working on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it, at the marriage retreat, it would be like an opening event, a photo session on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it would be the marriage seminars. It would be special counseling sessions. And water sports and all of that different stuff is included, water mm-hmm. and land sports. So as far as the seminars, they are very, very creative. So we don't know until we get there. We know what the theme is, but we don't know, and it's just awesome. They're just awesome, all three of the couples, and they are mentors. So we've been working with two of the couples. We've been working with them for like 20 years, and then the other couple, we've been working with them for the last 5 years.
And how can people get in contact with you to ask any questions or book for the trip?
They can visit our website, which is www.togethermarriages.org. That's two, T-W-O, together, G-E-T-H-E-R, marriages with an S.org. Or they can give us a call at 610-332-9594. They can also reach us on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that number is 610-332-9594.
Wonderful. Now that we've talked about, you know, you have time to go ahead and book this trip. It's December 5th through the 8th, 2013. You can get more information on their Facebook pages. I would like to get into more about what you guys do when it comes to the coaching and some of the issues that come up within the marriages that you're very helpful with.
Okay, babe.
Okay, some of the issues that come up.
Yes, when we're talking about coming to see a marriage coach, Deidre already said that sometimes the couple's been married for a year, sometimes the couple's been married longer. There's no real amount of time that's needed to come to get some coaching. So what can we talk about? What can we say about new couples who are coming to see you? What are they normally battling when it comes to that first year or 2 years of marriage?
First few years of marriage, though, actually, it's still trying to figure each other out and get an understanding of what marriage is really truly all about.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them go into marriage just not knowing exactly what to expect. Some of them have high expectations, but they don't know the true meaning of marriage because they weren't taught from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they come in with this fairy tale wedding, marriage, and you know, a year or two, they wonder what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in a lot of cases, though, I always tell couples, though, people tend to forget what got them to the altar, number one. Now, what got you there, say I do. So something's been missing out of that piece in their marriage, though, at
mm-hmm.
a year or two time. Now, how can we do to regain it back? First and foremost, it has to be a foundation, and the foundation starts with God, Jesus Christ. And, you know, so we just try to give them self-help. We're not trying to tell them what to do like a counselor would do, so we just want them to more so help themselves through the counseling sessions,
mm-hmm.
the coaching sessions, actually not coaching, not counseling. It's a big difference, though.
Well, let's talk about that, because you're coaching and not counseling. Let us know about the differences between the two.
The counseling is more so telling the couples what to do. Now, as a coach, though, we're not here to tell them what to do. We're here to help them help themselves more so than tell them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference, though. It's more self-help, and over here it's more input from your counselor to tell you what to do.
So if a couple comes to see you, what they should expect is not for you to kind of just sit in a counseling session to figure out or pick apart the problem and the go in the back and the forth of it's his fault, it's her fault. It's more like what you guys listen first to what's happening within the relationship, and then you try to coach them through it.
Correct. You know, so we're going to ask questions, though, that's going to help them get through it. The questions that they would ask someone else, but they're going to ask them towards themselves without really realizing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
also, someone said also, was it you?
Oh, yes, that was me. And then also, the person has to deal with their own issues opposed to their spouse. A lot of us, and I'm guilty of it too, I don't do it as much, but I have done it.
Is that white laughing in the background?
He probably is, because, I mean, you got to realize when the Lord was looking for Adam, he wasn't looking for Eve. He wanted to know where Adam was. So as a result of that, that's where the submission thing come in. It's not hard to submit, because at the end of the day, my husband is going to get blamed for whatever goes wrong. So that's what he says anyway. But coaching basically deals with, counseling deals with the past and the present. Mm-hmm. Coaching deals with the present and the future. Mm-hmm. So what we do is, and my husband is really, really, really good at it, make people own up to their own stuff. And then once they own up to their stuff, we help them create an action plan to get to where they would want to be. And then, you know, once that person, the individual, you know, focuses on their self and their shortcomings, then the two can come together. You got two different people coming from two different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. Like my husband, it was four of them. He's the oldest of four people.
Mm-hmm.
Me, it was 11 of us. So I'm next to the baby. I'm number 10. So I had these 9 people over top of me telling me what to do, plus my parents telling me what to do. So when I got married to my husband, the one thing he wasn't going to do, he wasn't going to tell me what to do. And being as though he was the oldest, he was able to tell the younger ones what to do. And that's where we kept clashing at. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we do. That, I mean, it is what it is. Sometimes we clash because it's like, don't tell me what to do. You know, I don't say it like that. I used to say it like that. Mm-hmm. But as a result of all of the classes and the certifications and all of that kind of stuff that we received, I've learned over the years to do what it is that I'm doing. So it just didn't happen overnight. It was a process. Mm-hmm. And with anything, it's a process. Nothing happens overnight. So that's what we do. We don't tell them what to do. We just help them create, you know, an action plan to do what it is that they want to do. Whatever their goal is, we just help map out a plan so they can reach their goal.
Now, that's excellent. And it seems to be a recurring theme when I talk to different couples and different coaches and life coaches. The recurring theme is always about the individuals come from different backgrounds, so getting them to kind of cleave together is the issue. And, of course, the biggest being how they communicate with one another.
And that's the truth, because communication is key. And the reason why communication is a key, because if both of you guys communicate about a lot of different things, and that's why it's very important to get premarital counseling. A lot of people get married. A lot of clients that we see, they haven't received counseling, and that's why they need to meet with us 1 year after the marriage, because they didn't receive the premarital counseling. Now, as far as me, as I stated, I was number 10. So when I came along, I didn't see the financial hardship. You know, my parents were very stable. You know, they were that upper middle class family when I came along. Plus, I had 9 siblings above me that, you know, gave. So, you know, I wasn't very responsible when it came to finances. Like, money wasn't an option. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody needs something, it don't matter, I get some more. Whereas though my husband was the oldest, so he might have saw the struggle. Mm-hmm. And so he is really, really good. So he's really good with the finances. I mean, I've gotten better as a result of, but you know, I don't do the things that I used to do. And after being married 14, going on 15 years, it's like it's still a work in progress. I'm still mm-hmm. learning and growing.
See, I like that you said that because I think that a lot of people don't tend to know that it's always a work in progress. Like it's never a time where everything is just perfect and it's just going to remain perfect straight through. The fact that you are saying that even after 15 years of marriage, you're still learning and growing how to do things, how to communicate with one another, and how to use each other's strengths to build the weaknesses, the weaker areas that either one of you might have.
And that, you know, and that's exactly what we do. Even when we do our marriage conferences, our marriage retreats, whatever we do, I do everything on the front end, and my husband does everything on the back end. Mm-hmm. I do the front end with some assistance from him, and he does the back end with some assistance from me. So that's just something that we just started doing. It wasn't planned. We just did it, and it worked. Thank God for that. But, you know, when you come from two different backgrounds, you tend to clash because he bringing his baggage from wherever, I'm bringing my baggage from wherever, and the Bible says leave and cleave, so that's what we have to really focus on.
Right, and I'm guessing that's just a constant thing that happens, that you're always finding something new to kind of drop and leave in order to continuously cleave together.
Exactly.
Well then, I have two questions that either one of you can answer, actually. Is there a coaching before marriage or, because what's the difference between premarital counseling and is there coaching before getting married?
Well, I'll answer one and Dwight can answer the other one. I think this is the easier one, so I'll take this one, B. Well, if prior to marriage, I would get counseling opposed to coaching because, as I stated earlier, counseling is dealing with the past and the present, so you're dealing with the past issues, trying to get rid of mama and all them and everybody that's on your back. Mm-hmm. So coaching, I would do coaching after marriage. But mm-hmm. we have clients that come and they need intense, and if once they need intense, more of an intense coaching, we have professional marriage counselors that we refer them to.
Mm-hmm.
We have a marriage intense, a sister that has a marriage intense retreat up in upstate New York that they go to for the weekend. So we have other resources, and we just filter people out where they need to be.
Nice. And Dwight, what did you have to say about that?
Honestly, though, I wouldn't even coach before marriage, though. Because, like I said, counseling is dealing with the now.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to work on issues before then, so that's the now. Now, coaching is more so after the fact, so that's mm-hmm. when you have your issues and problems within the marriage, then you could come.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able more to help them with the situation.
Right, because I guess by then the cleaving has begun, and then, of mm-hmm. course, the tenseness has started to show up because of the cleaving. So now
yeah.
they have to figure out how to kind of untangle the mess that's kind of made beforehand.
Mm-hmm. But like I said, there's not a prescription for cutting you off, though. But there's not a perfect marriage, husband or wife, and they must realize that from the beginning, though.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you recommend, I mean, when it comes to coaching, first, do coaches have coaches? And how long does a person have a coach? I mean, how often do you see a coach? How long does a person have a coach? I would personally think that you would have a coach for a lifetime because, you know, I think that marriages need help for a lifetime. And if you're blessed and lucky enough to have your parents with you who are basically there coaching parents and in-laws, that's a great thing, but if you don't have that resource, does the marriage coaching and maybe marriage ministries come into play throughout the lifetime of that marriage?
Yes, that's what we would advise, because even though we have all these certificates from attending all these marriage classes and marriage seminars, we still attend marriage enrichment. We still go to different marriage classes because you never gain enough knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, marriage is an ongoing thing. Today, it may be one issue. Today, it might be an issue with my health. Tomorrow it might be an issue with my finances. So it's just different things. And then we're grandparents now, so we're in a total different stage from when we got married. So mm-hmm. you know, it's just different things. Different dynamics happen in marriage, and that's why you see the divorce rate is so high, and we want to put a dent in the divorce rate because people just don't know what to do. That's
mm-hmm.
just the problem. They don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of them have the tools, and they don't know how to use the tools.
Mm-hmm.
And as the White stated earlier, a lot of our friends, not a lot, Lord, forgive me, about four or five couples got divorced. And I mean solid marriages, solid.
Mm-hmm.
So we like, wow, well, you know, I mean, born again, baptized believers. So
right.
it's like, and, you know, they were in marriage, in marriage ministry. So it's that you have to just continue to work on your marriage. It's an ongoing process.
Right. Well, that makes me think about, I mean, especially someone who already has a very strong marriage, and as you say, born believers and all of that, clearly that is not always something that is a factor of holding them together. I'm wondering, what are the issues? I mean, are there issues of forgiveness? Are there, you know, because I have couples on the show who talk about, you know, some have come through abuse, some of them have come through cheating. What happens, I mean, when you're coaching, and what determines a successful coaching, and how does it happen if a couple does not stay together? Is it still considered successful if you know that it's just not going to work out between them?
Well, we haven't experienced that yet, thank God, and I pray that we don't. But a successful coaching is if the coachee does what they're supposed to do and does homework, because they have homework.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if they didn't do their homework, we'll know they didn't do their homework. And the homework is geared towards their goal. What they say their goal is, we just, like I stated, we just help them create an action plan to move towards their goal. Now, if they don't do the homework, then they don't want whatever it is that they're trying to achieve, whether it be, you know, a stronger marriage or whatever. They both have to work towards it together.
Right. And, you know, why don't you, can you name some of the things when couples come in, what are some of the main things that they want to work toward?
Well, of course, this day and time, infidelity, finances, They're like the number two, and infidelity, forgiveness, and all of that stuff falls under infidelity. So you have a couple, well, the wives stepping out just as much as the husbands. So when you have a spouse that stepped out of the marriage and hurt, one of our pastors was just teaching at a seminar last week on a cruise, and she stated, you know, she's a OBGYN, she does surgery, so she was explaining how when you cut a person, say if you're cutting a person for a C-section for a baby, it takes at least 6 weeks to, you know, to heal.
Mm-hmm.
But then she was explaining when one of the spouses cut the other person, meaning hurt, it takes a long time to heal, so it's a process. So it's just that, you know, we tell them everything that you do, think about everything that you're going to say, everything that you're going to do, because once you do it, you can't take it back. Once you say it, you can't take it back. So it's just a thought process. Just think about it. Do I really need to say this? Is it really worth it? Is this going to cost me my marriage? So you just have to think. And with infidelity, I remember one of my mentors who's going to be at the marriage retreat next year, she said, before you commit sexual infidelity, you already know you're going to do it before you're going to do it because, you know, she was like, you got to unzip your pants and all that. Like, it's a process.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It, you know, so when people say it just happened, no, but you know, you could have stopped that. So it's like just thinking before you do stuff, and that's what we do. We are in a day of information where people feel like I'm just doing me. You're doing you right now, but after the fact, when you think about it and that person is gone, then it's going to be like, I shouldn't have did it. So it's just, and that's what we do. We just ask our clients to think about and process everything that you do before you do it and before you say it.
Excellent. How do you slow down that process for people to do? Because I do understand it's almost like, I don't mean infidelity, but I mean when you're dealing with human emotion, sometimes things just move so quickly. And I don't, like I said, I'm not really talking about infidelity, but I'm thinking about things like anger or, you know, how do you get them to slow down and think about what they're going to say before they say it? What are some of the tools? I mean, do you say, listen, if you need to go take a walk, go take a walk? How do you help them or coach them to slow down certain processes so that they don't step into something that they have to recover from?
Well, since our coaching is nonprofit, and it's pro bono, basically what we do is we use the word of God, and that we just use the word of God for everything. Mm-hmm. And it's before you say it, you know, the Bible tells you, you know, be angry and sin not. So it's certain things that, you know, we, especially if we're dealing with someone who has an anger management issue, they are some of the things that, you know, we tell them. And again, if you stop and you think about it, you just stop and think about how would the look. Like, I'm going to give you a perfect example. Like, my pastor was laughing at me because when me and my husband, we get into a debate. You know, we don't argue anymore. We're past that, thank God. We debate.
Right.
We debate.
We have a,
and
I have a friend who calls it intense fellowship.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what happens. But what my husband would do, because I'm ready, you know, because, you know, I'm always on point and always, you know, we as women, we just always know what to say, when to say it, how to say it. Men can't, they just can't keep up with us, especially in an argument or something like that, a disagreement or whatever it is. So what my husband does is he just stop and just start praying or start reading the scripture, and the conviction is set in. Am I going to keep trying to pursue a disagreement when he's talking about the word of God? I can't denounce the word of God or anything like that. So that's just something that a tactic that he uses at times when we do get into disagreements, because we're not going to agree on everything. That's just the reality of life.
Dwight, what do you have to say about this?
Well, she's a funny individual. But anyway, yeah, when it comes to husband and wife, though, it's very important that you pray together, though, mm-hmm. because with prayer, though, it brings true harmony to the family and it enriches the household, you know, instead of endangering it. It brings that harmony, which, though, God is up in it, the spirit is there, and it just keeps the peace. And people need to realize that. And, you know, like I said, there's certain scriptures that I like to go to when it comes to love, because love is an action word.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can say they love someone, but you have to show me that you love me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why in John 3:16, when God says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes will not perish but have everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we are. We as men, are we willing to sacrifice our lives for our spouse? Honestly, though, I can say I am. I will.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give my life for my wife. But how many other individuals feel that way?
Amen.
And that's truly important to me. When it comes to marriage, though, it's a deep feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to me. And when you see husbands, actually, it's mostly the husbands that go out there and do the wrong. And, you know, what I try to do is just bring up the love issue, what God talked about when he said love. You know, mm-hmm. God also said, God is love. He said, if you love me, you keep my commands.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we allow the flesh to take over at times, though, but we just got to get back to the word of God and what it says, though. So it's hard. Marriage is difficult, though, but marriage, I always say marriage is for the mature audience. It's not a game.
Marriage is for the mature audience's own.
Definitely, though. It's not a game of tug of war, which some of us do.
Right.
You know, so it's hard, but it can be worked out, though, through the word of God.
Right. You know, how do you express to people, because I know a lot of people who are not getting married because they know or believe that marriage is too hard, like the work to do it is just too hard. When you are coaching individuals with possibly this mindset, how do you talk to them? I mean, it's going to be work, but it's not always hard work, is it? You know, this is the question. It's work, but you have to work on marriage just like you work on anything else. You work on your education. You work on, you know, your career. How do you express it that neither is as difficult as the other, that it's just work and not something that will necessarily kill you?
Well, I think when it comes to that part, people have to realize, though, they have to have a mindset to be willing to change for the betterment of the marriage.
Oh, boy, you said that bad word that most people don't like to hear.
There you go.
You said the word change.
But you know what? Change is not a bad thing. I love change. Mm-hmm. I don't like to be on the same regimen. So change is not a bad thing. See, we make change. We put so much into change, but change is not as deep as people make it. It really isn't.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's important to hear, because like I said, I listen to some people who talk about it and they go, it's just too much to deal with. All the changing, I have to change myself, of course. That's one of the biggest things that they don't want to do when they have to step up and really make a change within themselves and be less selfish, to be to kind of be selfless. How do you navigate people through those things is my question when it comes to understanding change and understanding how to become less selfish. What are the applications and information that you give out pertaining to that?
Well, as far as the information, we just ask them to reverse it. Put yourself in his shoes. You put yourself in her shoes, and how would you feel if you were taking in all that she's dishing out, or vice versa? And once the couples do it, they kind of understand, because you don't want nobody doing something to you so you don't do it to that person. And that's just basic. It wasn't nothing deep. And when we stay at the couples and they do it, they think about it and they do it, it's like, wow. So that's when the progress starts. Once
right.
they can see, if this were to happen to you, how would you feel?
Right.
What would be your thought process if he did to you what you did to him? So that's the first thing that we do. And then it just all depends on a couple, you know, because it's books. You know, because, and then that's when the family dynamic piece come in, you know, because once they're doing the coaching, because coaching normally lasts 8 weeks, an hour for 8 weeks. And mm-hmm. then after they do the coaching, it's the family dynamic. Then after the family dynamic, we just start mentoring the couple.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just ongoing. It's really fellowship. So that's basically what we do. Just put yourself in that other person's shoes and see how that person would feel. I'm just going to use abuse. If you hit on a man, mm-hmm. like, how would you feel if the man hit on you?
Right.
And you just have to reverse it. And once people start processing it, they're, you know, it's like, wow. And then it just causes them to yield
mm-hmm.
before they do whatever it is that they do the next time.
Mm-hmm. Mhm. I like it. I mean, it sounds like you guys address individuals' fears about moving forward in their marriage. You address the way that their mindset is and the way that they're thinking. And like you said, it's more of a coaching. Someone else has already kind of stepped in and done the counseling, and you guys kind of take over from there and continue to coach them towards success.
Exactly. Now, we are certified biblical marriage counselors, but we don't really counsel. We like coaching better. I guess it's a little easier. And
mm-hmm.
then there's a domino effect, because it's the coaching, then it's the dynamic marriage class, then it's the mentoring, and then is the date night program. So they're the steps that we take. And once they get to the date night program, it's just going out once a month and then it's the retreat, and then it's other conferences that we may know about, and we go and support other conferences and encourage other people to go out and support other conferences as well. And that's basically what it is, you know, because people, you know, I mean, the world will tell you it's cheaper to keep her.
Right.
So it's like you just got to work on it. Marriage is a good thing. You know, when it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's bad. It don't rain every day. The sun don't shine every day either.
Right.
So you just got to take it for what it's worth. But you got to know what you're getting into. That's why the premarital counseling is very, very, very important. When we did premarital counseling, my pastor, I cried half the time because his strategy was just so awesome. He knew that I love to spend money. You know, so he asked my husband, what are you going to do when she, you know, so it was like he was equipping him for you know, what may happen. You know, so it was just so awesome. So I just think that couples should do premarital counseling. We're not saying that you can't do premarital coaching. That's not what we're saying. But we don't do premarital coaching because we refer them to one of our pastors or one of the professional marriage counseling to do the premarital counseling because you're dealing with the past. It might be some issues, you know, might make you cry. I did some crying, so I know how it is, but I got through it.
Right, right. Well, the biggest thing that I hear from what you're both saying is that you guys are working as a team. You know, especially like when I think about a medical team or I had a car accident years ago, and I had to go through physical therapy. So you had the massage therapist, you had the trainer, you had all of these different parts in order to work together to get you or make you as whole as possible. And listening to you guys, it reminds me of that, you know, the counseling steps in to work on one part, and you guys kind of keep stepping in to take care of the coaching to continue to make them healthy. And then I like what you were also saying about the date night programs. Tell me a little bit more about that.
What we do for the date night program is we have buttons that couples can purchase. Really is in the tri-state area, but we are networking with other marriage ministries. So, and we're encouraging them to do the same thing we're doing here. You know, I was just talking to a sister today, and we were just talking. I was talking to two sisters today, and we were dialoguing about this. So what we do is we went to restaurants, and we asked them, could we bring the married couples here? Could the married couples here, what could they offer? So one restaurant, which is Relish, on Wednesdays for married couples, if they go to Relish on Wednesdays and they have the date night button on, they get 20% off of their bill. If they go to Miss Tootsie's on a Monday, I think they get free appetizers if they have the date night button on. If they go to, I can't think of other places, but another place, they get free dessert. So it's on a slow night, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So the restaurant is accommodating the married couples because that's business that they normally wouldn't have on those slow nights. Mm-hmm. And it's giving the couples a discount. So that's one of the things that we do for the date night program. And then it's leading up to our marriage retreat that we do every year. Well, this was the first year, but going forward, we're going to do it every year, the first week of December, because what that did for the couples, it just brought the couples close. Mm-hmm. Couples struggle around the holidays. Honestly, I never really understood that. I hear it. Mm-hmm. We hear it from our clients, but I don't know what the struggle is. I guess it's the finances. I guess it's the trying to get up the Christmas presents. I guess that's what it is. But the couples, everybody was coupled up. Everybody was in love, mating and dating. So when the couples came back home, we talked to a few couples. Matter of fact, the men contacted us. We haven't talked to none of the women. So the men contacted us, the husbands, and they still excited. And, you know, they ready for next year. They putting deposits down for next year. So it's just a blessing. And then for this cruise that we just did, most of the men, I would say, 75% of the couples that went, the men organized everything. We had one brother that surprised his wife from beginning to the end. His wife didn't know she was going on a cruise for her 20th anniversary until she stepped out the car and getting ready to go into the cruise terminal. This is how this brother planned it. So, you know, our men are good, but mm-hmm. we just got to, you know, encourage them and different things like that. So with the date night program, that's just a part of it. We are going to be adding other components to it, but we're going to be partnering with other people because we don't want to be all over the place. We're just sticking to what we can do more, but we're sticking to what we're doing so that we can be effective in what we're doing. So, but we have some other ideas that will be coming down once we lock in stuff with, you know, other vendors that we're dealing with. So that's where we are.
I love it. It promotes marriage, like you said. It promotes them wanting to go out on date nights and spend a little money, especially with the discounts. The discounts are an excellent incentive to take out your mate. And I think that everything that you're doing is absolutely wonderful. I have to commend you both. And I need to thank you again for coming on the show. But we've got like 5 minutes left. And okay. I want to go back to the cruise. Let's just remind folks. And folks, if you have any questions or comments for this wonderful couple, you can give us a call at 347-996-3160. If you have a question about either their coaching, where they can be found for coaching, or just wanting to know more about Together Marriages and this wonderful cruise, be sure to press 1 if you have a question or a comment. Otherwise, we're always happy just to have you listening to the information. Back to you guys. Let's end this and talk about the cruise one more time. What are some of the activities that are going to happen? What's the pricing on it? Where they can get more information, how they can contact you, and the dates.
Okay. It's going to be a marriage retreat at Sandals, which is the all-inclusive. Matter of fact, it's the ultra all-inclusive couples retreat. So it's no children, no single people. It's just people coupled. And on the resort, it's 15 restaurants. It's over 90 different swimming pools because they have the private villas, which the private villas are more. The price is $565 per person, and that's with the deluxe room. That's with the entry room. And then, you know, people can upgrade, you know, as they wish. We'll have romantic opening session. It'll be a couples photo session on the beach, marriage seminars. It'll be special counseling sessions. Like, say, for instance, a couple might be going through something, and our pastors is going to be meeting with people, you know, like for 15 minutes. If it's a whole lot of people, it's 15 minutes. If it's not, it may be longer to talk about some issues, if they want counseling, if they just want coaching, which is the maintenance, that's what Dwight and I do.
Mm-hmm.
So land and water sports is included, and we just want to have a really, really good time. It was two resorts, and they combined the two resorts into one resort. So it's Sandals and Ocho Rios. It's called Sandals Grand Riviera, on the beach or in the mountains, River Seaside or Ochi Beach Club, or the Riviera Villas and Greenhouse, surrounded a tropical garden, very pretty. And then you have, you know, the beach. And as again, it's $565 per person. A deposit of $75 will hold your spot. Prices go up after January the 15th. Yes, Ocho Rios, Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. Go on. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just wanted you to say that mm-hmm. again so they know where it was. We were just saying Jamaica, but we didn't tell them where in Jamaica.
Yeah, Ocho Rios, Jamaica, December the 5th through the 8th, 2013.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we have three couples who will be doing the workshops and seminars.
Wonderful. So we've got workshop seminars, we've got some private counseling depending on availability.
Exactly.
And then, of course, you just have all the wonderful things to do on a beautiful island.
Yes. Now, Island Roots, they'll be doing shore excursions, and the tours include, and of course, this is additional, the tours include Martha's Bray. They can do a private dinner on the beach, couples massage.
Nice.
Yeah, it is. It's really, really nice.
They need to book just for that.
I know, right?
Just for that alone.
Then it's Dunn's River Falls, which is, you know, another. And they have so much. It's the island. They have, like, roller coasters and the jeeps. And it's so much. I mean, like I said, the water sports and the land sports is included. They always have something, you know, different for couples. It's very nice. And it's ultra all-inclusive. It includes everything. They have upscale, very upscale restaurants. The rooms are very, very nice. And everything is updated. As a matter of fact, they just, Butch Gordon, he's the chairman of Sandals. He was just here in the summertime, and my husband and I had a chance to sit, you know, not sit down, but we were talking to him and, you know, taking pictures and everything. They just put $60 million in the resort prior to Hurricane Sandy. And after Hurricane Sandy, they had to close the resort and put more into it. So we're excited because we know that it's even better than what we saw.
Wow. Wow, that's great. So once again, if you listeners want to know a little bit more about this retreat, please do not waste any time. As she said, the prices go up in January, did you say?
Yes, January the 15th.
The prices go up in January, so you want to go ahead and take advantage of this. If you are on Facebook, you can find their page at Together Marriages. I have put this in the event. If you're in the event, I will be posting up the link to their page on our regular page as well as our business page. And I see it says where love meets luxury. This does not sound like anything that you want to miss if you can go. You still have time to get involved. You can reach them at 610-332. Am I reading this correctly? 332-9594?
Yes, that's correct.
Wonderful. We want to thank you guys for being on. I really, really enjoyed it. Dwight, you've been kind of quiet, but that's okay.
Yeah, I know I have been. I guess it's been a long day.
he's Cynthia. He's a quiet storm. Don't be fooled.
Oh, I'm not. Because when he kept saying that you're funny, he said, ha, 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 she's funny. And I'm like, oh, boy. She's going to be fun.
This is her time to shine, so she had the spotlight.
Okay.
No, that is not true, babe.
Okay. We definitely want to have you guys come on the show again. I know we talked briefly about you actually doing some possible coaching on a show, so we can get some couples together who might want to call in and you know, give you guys a little try about what you do.
Okay, no problem.
That will be wonderful, wonderful. So great. We will get together and definitely plan that and possibly get together and plan some visits here to New York. You can bring your people down here to a few events down here. We'll plan something together like that.
Well, actually, we're in the process of doing that, and I have to call you, Cynthia, offline, because we'll be in New York for 2 weeks, and 2 weeks over the Christmas holiday, and I wanted to sit down and talk to you, but we'll be meeting complete chocolate couples when we come to New York, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to probably do, like, quarterly date nights with them up in New York. So
wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. All right, guys, I'm going to say thank you again for being on the show. And to our listeners, you can always go to bridaltribe.com to find out more about it. Go to our blog spot or here on Facebook. Of course, we're all over the place. We're on Pinterest. We're on Instagram. Visit our page. We are a company that is about love, beauty, fun, weddings, and marriage. So please, we will see you again next Wedding Wednesday right here. And remember that we are dedicated to love. See you next time. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.